Greetings, New Year pilgrims. Amen. This is Pastor Bob coming to you from the broadcasting studios at the Parsonage of Vine Street Christian Church, the House of Peace. And this is the second installment of our New Year launching pad devotional series. For this series, we're using nutshell sermons from Michael Casey, a current monk in a monastery in Australia, who was a Catholic priest for many, many years, and has come out with a book based on his index cards, notes for his sermons, a daily devotional that summarizes each sermon for us. And I'm really excited about today's entry. I think it has so many applications in our lives, from our hospitality to our families, our church life, and our politics. I think this is a very timely sermon that was probably given 30 years ago. That tells you that the Word of God is universal and eternal. He's going to use a line from some scripture from the book of Matthew, and I'm going to read a little part of that for you so you have a context for absorbing in this little mini-sermon. The mini-sermon is called Crows. Today's installment is Crows. But here's the scripture from Matthew that he's referring to. This is Jesus speaking here. So I tell you, don't worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food, drink, and clothes. Doesn't life consist of more than food and clothing? Look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns, because your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are far more valuable to him than they are. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. So that's the scripture. It's chapter 6 of Matthew, verses 25 through 27. Three verses. And using that as a launching pad, so to speak, let us hear today's mini sermon devotional. And remember, it's called Crows because in early translations, the line that says, look at the birds, they don't need to plant or harvest and so on, look at the birds was often translated as look at the crows, or even more specifically, look at the ravens. Today, most commonly, we hear look at the birds, but it really refers to crows. And that's what Michael Casey is teaching us this morning. Here's what Michael Casey writes. Consider the crows, Jesus says. Usually, translations soften this to ravens or birds, but of all the birds in the sky, I think the crow must be reckoned as one of the least attractive. Its harsh cry, imitated by the Greek word korax, is unpleasant to hear. The crow has no colorful plumage to attract the eye, and its feeding and nesting habits leave much to be desired. If I had been Noah, I think I would have barred crows from entry into the ark. Jesus tells us that God takes care of even the crows. This seems to indicate that God's love does not conform to human expectations or standards. It extends to and includes those who are ungracious and ungrateful, the undeserving poor. This is hard for many of us who have been infected by the morality virus. He says, this is hard for many of us who have been infected by the morality virus. We pass through life with a compulsion to label everything we meet as either good or bad. We pass through life with a compulsion to label everything we meet as either good or bad. As soon as we have graded something, This colors our whole attitude. If something is bad, then I cannot perceive any redeeming features. This is mainly because I don't want to see anything good in what I have labeled bad. So, I have to suppress any information that might lead me to change my previous judgment. It is only as I get wiser, and perhaps older, that I begin to doubt the validity of binary judgments. That's either or judgments, good or bad. I begin to see that all of us are a mixture of both good and bad, and that the proportion between them varies, if not from day to day, then certainly from year to year. If God thinks that crows are okay, then clearly I will have to change my stance. Part of this will involve the acknowledgement that I can never in this life know the full story about anyone. I can never in this life know the full story about anyone. Knowing more changes everything. I once knew someone who was commonly criticized for passing through a period of being down in the dumps and grumpy and uncooperative. His condition was obvious. The reason for it was not. He told me his parents were in the process of a very acrimonious divorce. The family was split into violently opposed parties, and he was in the middle. Who wouldn't be feeling the pressure? But knowing this, as I did, changed the judgment I made. Yes, he was still in bad form, but knowing why this was so meant that it was possible to accept it more in pity than in blame. It was possible to accept it more in pity than in blame. With us, God knows the whole story. We may be crows in the sight of others, but God still takes care of us. Amen. Interesting in that previous line where he says it's possible to accept more in pity than in blame. It makes me think of the Good Samaritan story in the Bible where Jesus tells about the man who has been beaten severely and robbed and lies at the side of the road. And he talks about the rabbi that walking down the street sees that man and crosses over to the other side to avoid him. And then the priest, same way, is coming down the road, sees that man lying there and crosses over to the other side. And then remember what he says about the Samaritan coming down the road? He says the Samaritan had pity on him. You know, that Samaritan knew there was more to the story than what was lying there in a desperate situation. And his pity led him to help the man and not avoid him. And that's what made the Samaritan a good Samaritan. The ability to not judge with blame for the way someone is or the way they act, but with pity. And understand that there's a whole story behind it that we probably know nothing about. He closes again with this: with us, God knows the whole story. God knows everything about us. We may be crows in the sight of others, count me in, but God still takes care of us. I know God takes care of me. Excellent. Well, a couple of announcements. Our regular Wednesday discussion group that I announced yesterday has been bumped from the schedule for a board meeting for the Vine Street Christian Church. So we'll begin the discussion group next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. However, If you want to be in a discussion group this week, join us for the worship team meeting Thursday night at 7. And if you aren't already receiving the invitations to those, just let me know, and I'll put you on that email group list that gets the Zoom link to the worship team meetings. It's a completely open meeting. It's open to anyone to either share or just listen. And it's usually a very lively and inspiring discussion, I tell you. So join us for that if you haven't been lately. That's Thursday at 7. Let us pray. Creator God, you have invested our world with a wondrous variety of species, all of them precious in your sight. Help us to be respectful of the reality of other people's lives and not inclined to hasty judgment. Give us the compassion to embrace those who are suffering, and the wisdom to welcome those who are different from us. I'm going to repeat that and end the prayer. Creator God, give us the compassion to embrace those who are suffering, and the wisdom to welcome those who are different. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our King. Amen.